I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cows,
condoms,
intestines,
romps,
Bermuda Triangle,
Transylvania,
vanished,
skin art,
KFC chicken,
ghost,
mummy DNA,
dinosaurs,
let's call it Noddy,
Illuminati,
flat earth,
black hole,
actual proof,
the Osbournes,
Ferris wheel,
most haunted,
ancient turds, it's just too good,
rubs.
Let's get into it.
Alright, weird news. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty good, thanks, yeah.
Have we started recording?
Yeah, well, I've been recording anyway, because I thought we were going to go into it 10 minutes ago.
Rubs.
Yeah, Ravs. Oh, that's too boring for Ravs.
Too personal for Ravs.
Hey, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. It's weird news.
Ba ba ba.
Yeah, this is Bob Shoy. I'm going to go clockwise around the table. All these people. I've got Beefy.
Hello.
And Adam Tiss.
Good.
Have you Sean Beef or Sunburn?
Sean Beef.
You got Sunburn?
Whoa! You forgot you could burn and fell asleep on the
floor. I didn't fall asleep. I was literally laying there, just like
worse.
This
you
is amazing.
Just took it.
Yeah, I was taking.
May, where did you? Where was this?
So I was at home, and we took.
It's
some,
like the colour of my hair.
We took some mushrooms at the weekend.
Oh, so this is what happens when you do drugs.
Shut up! I just forgot you can burn.
That is literally what happens when people take drugs. He's like, nah, drugs got nothing to do with it.
I just forgot.
No, I was being
burn.
An idiot.
You forgot because you're on drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
I was being an idiot. No, I genuinely, I made
Mate,
the conscious
let
decision
me, let
before.
Me see you, let me see it again. Come on, get your belly out. Oh, is that bit?
I didn't see that. It's like in the middle of the hourglass. The sound.
Yeah,
sorry, but that's red anyway. The tattoo.
Oh, is it?
Like the spray out.
I was
looking at that and thinking, God, that's
awesome. That is red, yeah. I just have my hoodie off, I'm quite hot.
It's like you dropped the surprise. I'm getting hot sitting near you.
Yeah, I'm getting a tan just from being next to you. Mate, that is so, so bad.
Before we crack on, do you guys want a drink?
No, I'll have another tea.
I'll have a tea if one's going.
Right, okay. Right.
True.
I'm sorry, we're all eating biscuits, but you asked for it. It's weird news.
You asked for it.
You did ask for it. We put the vote up, and not only to patrons, everyone, it was either going to be a My Next episode or Weird News, and Weird News won.
Do you feel disappointed that no one wanted to hear from you?
No, not at all.
Like Brexit, you might not want it, but you fucking voted for it.
Yeah, do you know what it came down to in the
end? Politics.
Yeah.
It came down to one deciding vote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'll tell you who the voter was at the end because they got this another week.
Ah, oh, I want to know. Am I listener of the week?
No, you're not.
No,
who's presenter of the
Do
week?
Do you listen? Bob.
I guess whoever presents the show.
Well, there isn't really a presenter on
who's
the
editor.
Me, because I already introduced it. So who's going to start? Oh, I want to start. I've got a really short one.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's so many.
I really wanted to go.
No, I've got a really short one. I just wanted to run past you guys.
That's what I love the ones I've got.
I just sort of stivvied them up at random and sent you guys like three each.
Stivvied?
Do you remember at the end of the Full Moon episode, we talked about shitting in a box?
Yes.
The guy who shat in a box with Beef.
Yeah.
Did not.
No, not with me. I didn't shit in the box as well. He shat in the box next to me.
Yeah, we got a message from a listener after that episode.
Okay.
Right.
And it basically, it's a story from 2015.
About them cheating in a box?
About Sharon Osbourne. Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
Who used to send her children's shit in boxes to critics when they got bad reviews.
Okay.
When who got bad reviews? Sharon Osbourne?
The Osbournes.
What? When the TV show?
I guess.
For anything?
Yeah, because...
No, because their kids would have been too old.
Jack was like 21 when they did the Osbournes, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. They must have been young.
Big old shit.
Wait a minute.
Jack, I think it was just people who criticised them in general.
What?
I used to get...
When you say children.
I don't do it anymore. Because I've grown up and I'm a nice person now. I used to get one of the kids to crap in a box and I would put it in a Tiffany's box and I'd have it delivered to loads of people. Jack would say, "Mummy, I don't have to poo in a box again, do I?" And I would say, "Yes, do it."
Yes, do it.
What a fucking parent.
They're a mess, that family.
Don't say much, though.
Don't send me shit in a box, Sharon.
Don't want to get shit in a box.
Yeah.
How, like, so he was old enough to talk. Kelly's younger than Jack, isn't she?
Yeah. I think so.
That sounds like they were too old.
If
I wanted to send some of Joel's feces to someone, I would have to ask his permission.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, enough to have an opinion on it.
Yeah, that's too old.
So thanks to Kirstine for sending me that shit in a box story. Now on with the rest of weird news. One of you guys can chuck something out here.
I've got a story about a female dancer setting her vagina on fire.
Oh, not that again.
Well, I think I have one. I haven't looked at them yet. I wanted to wait until we were here.
Yeah, I haven't really looked at mine properly.
I didn't look at mine until just now.
Okay, I'm gonna start with... Okay, so apologies to you, Chris, if I say your surname incorrectly. But I'm sure you'll recognise from the story that this is you. So thanks to Chris Strown for this story. 13... It's quite a lot, actually. 13 cows inexplicably leap over cliff edge.
Suicidal cows. Farmers were they chased over it by Jesus Christ, like them pigs?
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Like, maybe they had demons.
I can't think of animals jumping off cliffs without thinking of JC now.
Or the dogs that jump off that bridge.
JC.
Oh, yeah, the Overton Bridge, yeah. Episode number one.
That wasn't like a big collection of dogs, though, was it? It was like one every now and then.
Well, it was loads, but it was like over time.
Didn't we work out it was like one a year?
It was a lot. More than it should be.
Farmers in Switzerland were left perplexed after the animals escaped their pen and leapt to their deaths. This peculiar incident, which happened on Wednesday night... I'm not telling you the date, because it wasn't like last week.
Was it a beef or a dairy farm? I'm just wondering, because word might have got around. They might have been like, we're for the chop.
Or the farmer did it because they were ill.
Oh, you think...
Mad cow disease.
Oh, you think he set it up so it looked like they all committed suicide?
12 of
That's
the animals.
Mental.
Oh, 12 of the animals were killed by the 50 meter drop.
Right,
that's high. How many double decker buses is that? Two or three. Which seemingly landed on top of the others, which cushioned the fall.
One survived. One landed on the corpse pile and survived.
Imagine landing on your dead mates and then getting up and being like, "Oh."
Yeah.
Well, that was weird.
I was trying to kill myself.
And it was taken to an animal hospital. They fell into the void as though they were forced into it.
Oh, farmer.
Forced. Yeah, exactly.
When they got into the hospital, do you think the farmer was like, "Shut it. Don't say anything."
He's like, "You see the shotgun? I won't kill you in the head. I'm going to kill you in the leg and leave you to die in the field." One possible explanation is that the animals have been spooked by a predator or a dog. They must have been blocked somehow, said the breeder. One or two cows falling off, that's possible. 13, that's a new and incomprehensible phenomenon. It is unlikely they threw themselves off without pressure. Didn't they, like, it says they escaped from a pen.
So yeah, exactly.
Like, how would they done it? Like,
how'd they get them inside a pen?
Yeah, they haven't got thumbs, cows, do they?
So no.
How would they be able to have the dexterity?
They haven't even got fingers, mate.
That's true. Hooves. I don't know. Unless, like,
hooves.
I don't know.
Is it hooves or hooves?
I don't know. Hooves.
Hooves.
Wait a minute, this sounds really fishy. Well, how close is the pen to this cliff?
Yeah, I don't know.
This sounds like the farmer done it, mate. What do you think to that?
I think that's a great story. And it does make me think of that. The pigs. From episode number 9, Demonic Possession.
I just think, if you were the farmer, This seems a bit fishy to me. Oh, this is quite close. Tuesday, 6th of June. So it's last
Tuesday. This was recent. Yeah, this is a story we got. Some of these stories are from like quite a while ago, because it's been a long time since we did Weird News, so I've been sort of holding a lot of these back. And we'll try and get through as many as we can. We've only got a certain amount of time.
If it was me, I'd want to go to the farmer and say, what's your beef? Killed the cows, mate.
What's your beef? Your name.
That's my name. So thanks, Chris. Thank you for that. That was quite something.
What you got, Tess?
Right. One of the articles you gave me didn't. I can't view it because it's. I have to subscribe.
Oh, really?
The Australian one. NT.
Oh, I think I can get that to open on my website. If I can't, then.
But I've got one from very, very reputable newspaper in the UK. If you don't know about it, it's The Sun.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's by Rupert Murdoch.
He's a stand-up individual.
Yeah.
Just read the story.
The first line is, beam me up, hottie.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Artist claims he lost his virginity to a busty alien called Crescent and fathered 60 hybrid babies.
60? This is like that story that you told on that other episode.
Yeah, the guy from the documentary.
Yeah,
is this the woman that likes Kentucky?
Which I still haven't found.
Yeah, the
Kentucky
MP, isn't it?
Yeah, she likes Kentucky.
Married David Huggins, says he's bedded several extraterrestrials throughout his life.
Bedded. Isn't bedded like a really old... Why did the sun...
Because it's the sun, isn't it? That's the sun.
So talk. Crap.
When I was 17...
Hashtag eclipse the sun.
When I was 17, I lost my virginity to a female extraterrestrial. That's the claim made by artist David Huggins, star of the new film called Love and Saucers.
Oh. Well, that's a documentary about it.
I guess so.
Oh. Go try and find that.
Yeah, in documentary Love and Saucers.
Love and Saucers, recommendation of the week.
Yeah, I'm going
to
watch that.
How much would you have to, like, really have absolutely no self-respect that you get a phone call from this poor bloke and he's like, so, I want to put a page in your paper. All right, okay, what's your story? I have sex with aliens.
Yeah.
Go on.
When you put it like that, it makes me feel like he's lying.
It makes me feel really sad.
It makes me feel like he's lying.
Nah, it's true.
Yeah, but the Sun newspaper...
I've had sex with aliens.
Some journalist...
Was on mushrooms.
In air quotes.
No, that was a communication.
No, he just got burnt by the sun.
Yeah, no. That was just me getting burnt.
On mushrooms.
Huggins claims that a large-breasted alien called Crescent just got on top of me when he was just a teen. I just laid down the ground.
Was he up for it or not?
Well,
so sounds like she just got.
When he was 17,
he was 17. Yeah,
he lost his virginity to her. That's what it said.
I just lay down on the ground, and she got on top of me. I have no idea why me. I just don't know. Come on, get to it. The documentary chronicles his bizarre life. Throughout the film, Huggins shows off several of his raunchy paintings, all inspired by a lifetime of extraterrestrial romps.
Romp. Bedded romps.
Yeah, oh, this is sun.
Next time they're going to use Randy. Oh, those pictures are horrible.
Oh.
Let's have a look at those pictures. Yeah, they're not even hot aliens.
Well, they've got big white faces for a start.
He was first visited aged 8. Obviously under the age of consent.
Oh, and they're like, we'll come back in 9 years.
Why would an alien care what the age of consent is?
Yeah, exactly. How would an alien know what the age of consent was?
Yeah, what's consent?
So, yeah. There's loads of...
Bearded, romp,
so,
randy.
Yeah.
All right, so this guy is having a set of aliens.
There's another person as well.
This is happening to
Stephanie... Stephanie Cohen wowed the nation with a confession on TVs this morning that she beds aliens called Greys. She confessed to presenter Holly Willoughby. I call them Team Spirit, and we have a UFO. A flying saucer. We go off to planets within our own solar system, but also to way out in the solar system. It happens in my mind as it happens when my physical body is asleep, my spirit that will then leave. So she's saying that her astral... self goes off and does the dirty with some Greys.
She has dirty dreams about it.
So this is just people who claim they have sex with aliens. Just like that other documentary, yeah.
Just to get on TV, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Apart from that other documentary as well.
Swedish sex experts have advised NASA to fire condoms into space in case of an invasion.
No, they haven't.
Unfortunately, the US Space Agency has yet to confirm whether their budget extends to rubbers.
This is nonsense.
Well, it's the sun, of course. Oh, it's right. Fucking nonsense.
I keep forgetting.
Nonsense.
You know,
carry on. I don't know what to make to these stories.
But I don't. When
like,
Rubs.
Yeah, but what would you... What would... If you... Okay, if there's a credible paper, what would you consider it to be a credible...
Well, no biased.
But where would you have to read that where you'd be like...
Well, I'd be surprised it was in there. Financial Times. Racing Post.
The only unbiased... The only unbiased database or news site in existence is Wikipedia. It's unbiased. There's no bias.
No.
It's the only unbiased.
Me, it is.
It is, because it's they keep it.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
How can anything that's written by a human being be unbiased?
But they don't give an opinion. They literally just document facts. They don't give an opinion.
Weird people write them themselves.
Yeah, but it's also...
Yeah, but
checked
it's the
over.
Way you write it. It's your style, isn't it? So,
but checked they, over by who?
No, but they don't...
They've got the person editing that's putting their opinion on it.
No, they don't write a bias on it. They just... They don't write, like The Sun...
Yeah, but also, Wikipedia doesn't report news. No, but
it's the only website on the internet which...
Yeah, but it's because it's just giving facts. That's like saying, you know what? The only unbiased thing is the fucking dictionary.
Yeah.
It's just giving facts.
Yeah.
It's not a news outlet, though.
Yeah, it's not a fact.
Yeah, but you look
you
at
say that like anything that gives facts, and you know, encyclopedias not biased.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're just giving facts.
They're biased towards the history. Human history that we believe in.
Yeah,
but you look at
history is written by the victors. We talked about this before.
Exactly. Yeah.
You look, take sport for example. Lions lost to Highlanders this morning. I'm sure you guys know and watched the game.
Is this beast rugby minute again?
No. Rugger bugger.
You know, they'll produce the same facts, but it'll be biased depending on what they think about the game.
Nah. Isn't biased about rugby?
You can't
when
help.
It goes to the video, right?
Humans can't help but use emotive language in anything. That's just the way...
Well, the Sun uses ridiculous emotive language.
Yeah, but...
I can't even remember what the argument was. Oh, yeah, what's the most unbiased... No, what would you believe?
Okay, basically...
If you... What my point is... Would you see that story in and take some credence on it?
I wouldn't.
National Geographic.
No, that wouldn't be in a credible news outlet. It's
it would maybe
news.
Question the newspaper rather than pay attention to the story.
Yeah, it's not a news. It's not a newsworthy story.
No,
it is.
It's weird news.
It's our newsworthy, but that's just trot.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
At least we're honest that we think it's rubbish.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
The guy who has sex with aliens has romps and beds aliens.
That's fair.
We're sat around the table now telling his story.
Yeah.
What would your reaction be?
Yeah, but what if I made up something or thought something was real?
He was making it up. He might have...
No, but he could think it was real. That's fair enough. But it's not newsworthy because the whole of the rest of the world either doesn't believe him or doesn't care.
Mm.
Like, just because someone says it doesn't mean
it
should be in
the newspaper.
He might
have been in mushrooms and had this experience like you had your experience and...
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want to be in a newspaper for it. I'm not going to go to the newspaper and be like, oh my God, I communicate with aliens, because it's just something that I... happened for me and I find it cool, so I just say it. But if it was in a newspaper, I'd be like, why is that news?
Someone literally just sent us a story.
Oh god,
really?
Let's have a listen.
Do you really want to hear this? I'm worried there's pictures, so I'm worried to like scroll down. I'll just read the headline for you.
Go on.
Someone just emailed this to us, so thanks to Adrienne Harrison.
Who am I thanking for the Sun one?
I haven't got a source for that. I can't remember who sent it. I could not find where I got that from.
Thank you to whoever sent that.
Rupert Murdoch.
Man has 30 pounds of feces removed from his intestines.
Oh.
What, did he have like a colonoscopy or something?
How Hirschsprung's disease caused impacted megacolon.
Mega colon.
So how much is 12 tons? Wait, 12 tons?
30 pounds.
30 pounds.
12 tons?
12 tons?
I was like, that's impressive. What's 30 pounds?
30 pounds is impressive.
30 pounds?
30 pounds?
Yeah.
How much is that?
Okay, I can
how
show
big
you.
Am I?
So...
I'm 100.
My... So Joel is...
Oh God, I just scrolled down. I'm not...
Oh, let's have a look at it.
I want to see it.
Is it on ratemypoo.com?
RateMyPoo.com.
Ready?
Go on.
Yeah, that's how much it's swollen from his fucking shite.
And that was full of shit?
Yeah. 30 pounds of shit.
Why wasn't he shitting?
What if he held that and it just went and burst all over his face?
Thanks for that, Adrienne, but I'm not going to spend any more time on that story.
Nice. Grim.
Oh, sorry, I am going to spend some time on, well, briefly mention. We went to Transylvania, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you hear about what happened in April?
No.
Prince Charles was offered the title of Prince of Transylvania. Because of his relation to Vlad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you turn it down?
He shares bloodline with legendary 15th century prince Vlad the Impaler. Yeah. If you want more information on that, listen to our Transylvania episode. He was offered by the mayor to become prince of Transylvania.
And I'm taking it, he turned it down.
Mihai Coza said that Charles is more Romanian than many Romanians.
Okay.
There's been no response to the offer so far.
Oh.
He visits Romania every single year, including a 3-day visit only last month.
So, like, he still hasn't texted back, but he was there.
Yeah, he was there. He's just, like, avoided them.
Fuck's sake.
I wonder what kind of, like, privileges that would be to be the Prince of Romania. Transylvania. Is it Transylvania or Romania?
Transylvania. Prince of Transylvania. Vlad.
Oh, well, I'd want it to be the whole country.
Oh, right. Not good enough for you.
Yeah. Mm. Sod it. Forget it. I've got no time for that.
Okay.
I mean, it's quite cool to know that we only went there last year, and this is, and we kind of, you mentioned it as a Vlad fact.
Yeah, it was a Vlad fact.
And we were able to, now he's been acknowledged properly.
And we have a descendant of Vlad sat around this table as well.
Oh yeah.
Just a nod of the
head. Yeah. Oh. I have to stop putting, like, captions in the, Tiss is nodding.
Closed captions.
Yeah.
Like when you do the audio description on TV.
Colin, then why don't you throw one at me? But you've got another one?
Yeah, I've got a couple more. Let's see. I'm going to go to the one that interests me the least. But let's see.
So, interests you the least? I only just did that episode.
Well, it's not...
And that happened like the week after I did that episode. Well, that's why I was
hang on a minute. Let me explain. It's not that it interests me the least. It's that it's still interesting, but the last one interests me more.
Okay.
Plain. So this is from Lad Bible. So,
oh, right, another reputable nice and publication.
Yeah. Plain disappears in the Bermuda Triangle at 24,000 feet.
Yeah.
So, that was only like 2 weeks ago.
And we were saying on the Ocean Mysteries of the Deep that it doesn't really happen so often anymore.
Whereas like the just week, happened week 2 weeks later, ago, yeah.
Boom.
The US Coast Guard has been dispatched to the Bahamas in the search for a small plane with four people, including two children. Small plane with four people. I heard about this.
Did you?
But it wasn't on our Bible. I don't know who showed me this, but I remember reading it on board. The area being searched is part of the infamous Bermuda Triangle. On average, four planes and 20 ships reported. We're going to re-know all that.
Well, yeah, I did a whole episode on it.
Nathan Ulrich and Jennifer Blumen, who is the founder and CEO of event management firm Skylight Group, along with her 4-year-old and 10-year-old sons. That's really sad. It's been identified as the people on board the plane. The plane was going about 24,000 feet and going at a speed of 300 knots. I don't know what that is. When contact was lost, there was no indication of significant adverse weather at the time. Yeah, they have no idea, but this poor family had gone missing. And then they just shared some of the science behind, you know, what we read about there being an underwater crater and...
Well, you know what? I sent Tiss another story, which has also happened since the episode.
Right.
Another Bermuda Triangle story.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, two in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, since that episode went up, two. So
here we go.
And this was sent by a listener.
Ben Bauer. Right. Oh, fucking hell. I've clicked on a pop-up. Unreal.
Why do people think those adverts work? All they want to... They just want to make me... click off quicker rather than like
they're only working screen fucking and irritating me and making me not want to use a phone. Havana, the Cuban Coast Guard announced this morning they had intercepted an unmanned ship heading for the island, which is presumed to be SS Cotopaxi.
What's the headline of this? Because it was the headline was what grabbed me.
Okay. Breathtaking Bermuda Triangle ship reappears 90 years after going missing.
What?
Yeah, don't bury the lead like that again, Chris.
Okay.
That was like the most exciting part.
I only read the headline. I didn't see any more of the story. I was just like, whoa!
When you told me that, I was like, oh, there's a shit.
Get into it.
90 years ago, went missing.
Yeah.
Reappears.
That's older than me.
Yeah.
And you're really old.
Yeah. That's older than all three of us put together.
And according to your stories about Taoism, you're really old.
Yeah, I'm older.
Ridiculous is that it's only just older than all three of us put together, though.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, 29, 20 something.
Yeah,
20
something, younger. I don't know.
Younger than me.
All I know is like, people, when people ask me Tess's age, I don't know. I just know that he's younger than me.
Like, he could be 23. Because
he wasn't with us in school. He was younger, you know? So I'm just like, I don't know. He was one of the younger guys. Tell us about this, the ship that reappeared.
It's Tramp Liner, or Tramp Steamer, which vanished in December 1925. And has since been connected to the legend of Bermuda Triangle. The Cuban authorities spotted the ship for the first time on May 16th near a restricted military zone west of Havana. They made many unsuccessful attempts to communicate with the crew and finally mobilized three patrol boats to intercept it. When they reached it, they were surprised to find that the ship was actually a nearly 100-year-old steamer identified as the Cotopaxi, a name famously associated with the legend of Bermuda Triangle. There was no one on board, and the ship seemed to have been abandoned for decades, suggesting that this could actually be the tramp freighter that disappeared in 1925.
That's so weird, isn't it?
That's crazy.
How can no one have seen this boat for 90 years? I don't understand.
Like, so, yes, planes disappear in the Bermuda Triangle, but there's so many that don't disappear. How did no one saw it?
It's almost like we said about it being an interdimensional portal where it, like, drifted out and drifted back in.
Or if it is a gas or something that got dragged under and then kind of pushed up.
Yeah, but it's all intact.
But they're all dead, aren't they? Because that's 90 years ago.
Yeah, they're all dead. Well, unless you don't know what's on the other side. Eternal life.
Dracula.
Yeah, you're probably... Well, I wouldn't come back.
He gets eternal life.
You wouldn't come back.
Well, it depends who was with me.
Surely it would depend on how terrible eternal life was.
No.
I think eternal life would be pretty bad.
Depends where you were and how you felt.
Well, it depends if everyone's eternal or if you're just eternal.
Depends.
Because that's how they say, like, that's like a common trope for, like, comic book villains, isn't it? Like, they live forever, so they just, like, they lose their humanity. They see so many people live and die that it's like they see human life as, like, meaningless. It's just, they assume people just come and go.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. And, Dr. Manhattan starts getting like that in Watchmen. He sees human life as
when
nice.
He goes to Mars. Like,
and... Yeah, yeah. He just sees how insignificant human life is. And God, he's a good guy.
Every time I forget about Watchmen, I remember how good it is.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, so many ideas. And you think, like, that series is so legendary in the... Well, maybe the most famous comic book of all time. And you think, like, how many issues there are. There's, like, 10 issues of Watchmen. They did 10 issues, and it's just, like, so...
Such good.
Got another one.
Are we off this one? Are we the ship?
Yeah, well, I just thought that it was good because we talked about Bermuda Triangle so recently, and then
it's amazing we've got two stories that sprung
things
up.
Things happen.
Like, out of nowhere. Like
just on that boat, yeah.
Mm. Like the boat from the Bermuda Triangle.
None of us could wait to get to that. Just on the boat!
Here we go. Mummy DNA shows that the ancients don't have much in common with modern Egyptians.
Oh, I didn't send you this one.
No, these are all sourced.
Your own work.
Scientists have extracted and analysed DNA from mummies that are thousands of years old, and they have found that the ancient Egyptians are actually more genetically similar to people living today in the Near East, countries like Israel, Lebanon and Syria, than modern-day Egyptians. For a long time, we thought that mummies preserved no DNA. In 2010, a team analysed ancient DNA from 16 royal mummies, but the method they used wasn't very good at distinguishing actual mummy DNA from modern DNA. That it's might have contaminated it over the years. In a study published today in the journal Nature Communications, scientists used a new, more precise method of DNA sequencing to analyse genome data from several mummies spanning different time periods in ancient Egyptian history.
Just to add to that,
yeah,
I knew that because like you say, up until recently, they didn't think it was possible to extract DNA. But it was a whole program. I think it was on BBC, so it might be on iPlayer. And it was basically like Tutankhamun's autopsy.
Hmm. Oh, I heard this advertised.
It's really good. It was really, really good. And through new technology, they were able to work out an awful lot about his death and also about his life and stuff. So they know that he was a product of incest.
Oh.
And so he had, like, bone deformities and things like that, and was born with, like, spina bifida and...
And people still thought he was amazing.
Doesn't sound amazing, does he?
Did he get killed? As a kid?
Generally,
like...
I watched it a few weeks ago, I can't remember what it was.
Did he get stabbed?
He did get... No.
I'm not good on my Richard the Third mystery. I don't know anything about
Wasn't he found under a car park?
Yeah, unless
Richard the only person that ever got stabbed.
Stab right now.
Yeah. I think you're thinking of Richard the Third. Stab victim.
Only stab victim.
Well, we need to do a Weird Tales trip to Egypt and find this out.
Oh, God. War-torn weird tales.
You know what? We've been getting messages from American listeners.
Yeah.
Like, they want us to go over to the US.
Well, they should pay for it then.
Well, that's what, like, some of our patrons have been like, or people who are going to become patrons are like, I'm going to become a patron soon because I really want you guys to come to the US.
I want to go to the US.
And they're like, you can come, like, we've had multiple people who are like, you can come serve us. So let's, we could literally tour the US, like,
that'd be so great.
Couch surfing.
There's a possibility that I'll be going to Canada next year. So, on the way down to South America, we should do that. We should meet up.
There's a possibility I'll be going to San Fran next year.
Oh.
Yeah, we were couch surfing across the US. Well, we got offered places to crash in Texas. We got offered a place to crash near the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. We got offered a place to crash in Bridgewater, so we go to the Bridgewater Triangle. Yeah, loads of people have offered us places to crash, so, like...
That's very kind.
Our American listeners are great, and, you know, maybe if we one day we can get enough money for these flights, we can organise... We can do, like, a new fucking episode recorded every few days.
You can get an LA return for 360. Honestly, you can.
Are you flying?
You know what? I looked at my San Fran return.
Aer Lingus.
My brother said he...
The San Fran return I looked at was only 450.
Yeah, not a lot.
When you flying, though?
Jan.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what time we go, does it?
One of my mates lives in LA at the minute. We can stay in LA for a bit.
There
you go. School.
We should do it next year.
Term time, mate.
I mean,
we have to do it over some holidays.
Although I have two weeks... where I break up 2 weeks earlier than normal schools in the summer.
Right. This is our goal for next year. If we can get enough money by next summer, next August,
early July.
Yeah. If we can get enough money by next July, we're going to come surf across the US and hit Salem, Bridgewater. We're going to go out to New Orleans, do an episode on voodoo. We'll go to the Skinwalker Ranch. As many places we can fit in however long we can stay for.
The Warrens.
The Warrens Museum, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, so many places we've talked about.
Yeah.
Area 51.
How many listeners have we got?
How many listeners have we
got? In the States.
In the States? No fucking idea. A few thousand.
So if they all gave, like, $1.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a shout out to all our American listeners. Do us a fave. Give us $1 each of your hard earned dollar. And we'll come see you next year.
Yeah, I'll be well up for that.
That's a deal.
You know what? It would be even better. Become a patron. Yeah. A little as $1 a month. I'm putting all sorts of goodies up there.
Yeah.
$1 a month, you get to vote shit. $2 a month, you get episode of Rubs every fortnight, which is our offcuts and nonsense talk. $3, you get original music once a month. $4, we're going to be putting some video content soon. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do a little video right now.
Let's do it. So people know
when I'm talking about the video on there.
Let's do it.
This is us filming. So I've got my face on.
Should we do my sunburn?
Can do.
Should show people the sunburn.
You really want to see it?
No, really.
You look like a barbecue Dorito if you turn sideways.
I don't know about the way to do it up. Don't have to do it that way.
Barbecue, are they red?
No, they're like really, really like reddish brown and then white on the other side.
Okay.
Are you filming now?
Yeah, I'm filming.
Oh!
That's what's going to happen in America if I come over, guys. So
get donating.
Get donating for that after sun.
No.
That's going to cost at least $10 a bottle.
That's the first video that's going on our Patreon.
That's disappointing.
And then we've got some limited run t-shirts, which I'm in the process of doing. So the rough plan that me and Tiss hashed out before Beef got here, so he might just shut it down, is that there's going to be a new design every 3 months.
No.
So you've got 4 different designs a year, but they're only available for 3 months at a time. So they're ultra limited runs.
And they're looking really cool.
We've already got some really cool ideas for designs.
They're not going to be just words on a shirt. They're going to be cool t-shirts.
We've got some cool designs in play. And we've even got I won't say it yet.
Right, let's get some weird news tales. I've got a new one.
Weird news tales. Whoa. Let me do one.
Can I do a quick one?
Yeah, go on then. Do a quickie.
Why a private space balloon company is sending KFC chicken to the stratosphere?
Is it because that woman who loves Kentucky and she's shagging them aliens? She's all
I'm hungry. Give me some Kentucky.
They've beamed me up, but I want some Kentucky.
Arizona-based company Worldview Enterprises has an ambitious goal: send humans to the upper edges of the atmosphere using high-altitude balloons. It's a dream that's still years away from being a reality, so in the meantime,
KFC,
the company is aiming to send something a bit smaller to the edge of space. Fried chicken.
Why just not send a pencil or something?
They announced they will be sending a Kentucky Fried Chicken's new spicy zinger chicken sandwich.
Why?
To the stratosphere. Sandwich
what
and all.
For?
This is just an advertising ploy. Yeah.
For multiple
the new
days.
Colonel Sanders.
For multiple days. The mission may seem like a gimmick, but the point is to test out.
Oh, really?
Capability.
What gives that away?
It's like they knew it was such a gimmick, they had to address it.
By the way, it's not what it sounds
you might
like.
You might be thinking this is a bit of a gimmick, but...
We promise it's not for advertising reasons.
There is some
reasons.
Scientific merit in this.
It says brands helping brands. Oh, God, look at that.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Just a word from the KFC president.
Gone.
We're excited.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Kevin Hockman.
I say it's not a scam.
We're excited to be the ones pushing spicy, crispy chicken sandwich space travel forward.
This is the most fucking in-your-face bit of advertising I've ever seen.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
He had to describe the sandwich. Like,
yeah.
Crispy, sweet, mayonnaise-y chicken sandwich.
13 different herbs and spices.
Oh, with all the trademark spices. Imagine an alien intercepted it.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking mad. Just like...
Yeah, and they're
takeaway.
Because they're vegan.
Alien takeaway.
Right, would they be vegan?
God, the lady tell me. Would they? Like, do you know them?
Would they
what
be vegan?
What are you judging
why
on?
Why would you, like... Why are you limiting their diet? Or like, ooh.
No, but I'm
trying to think of something outside our knowledge and understanding.
I would say it's that out of the realms of possibility that it could be a vegan. But then what is vegan, like, to an alien? Maybe vegetables.
no
maybe
dairy.
They look at us eating vegetables and it's like savages. They're eating living things.
Yeah, anything.
Possibly.
Them, mate.
Maybe they feed on totally dead dark energy. What's your story? What's your next
story? Or chicken. Do you feel like he's contractually obliged to describe the burgers every time he mentions it?
He's just trying to open up their, like, customers, custom base.
You know what?
Like people who love space.
You know what? What else are you going to send
no,
to space?
No, it's aliens. They got a whole like, another race of people.
What
it's like poplars.
Yeah, poplars. Poplars.
I've got a few
Does that, like... So, that chicken that gave its life up to go to space, doesn't that sound like a good proposition?
I've got
right?
a brilliant one next.
I'll tell you what, too, this made me think of you.
Okay.
This was sent to me a little while ago by a regular listener, Sean.
Sean?
Save My Ink Forever. Have you heard of this company?
Save what?
No.
Save My Ink Forever. They launched this year.
Is it like where they cut your skin off and save it?
Allows families to keep tattooed skin of loved ones after death.
Oh, I don't want that.
Oh, no.
Cut the tattoo off and they put it in a frame and you can keep the tattooed skin of your relatives.
Oh, why?
What's the point? What's the point?
I don't want to do that.
Many of us keep mementos of loved ones who've died, from letters they wrote to jewellery with sentimental meaning.
No. Don't
give
them
the chance. Would you opt to keep a tattoo from someone after they've passed away?
No, because that's mental.
They launched last year, Save My Ink Forever.
I do want to be buried in a tree, though.
In a tree?
I don't want to be cremated.
Okay, this is from Huffington Post.
I can't
Post.
Remember why.
You're such a tree hugger.
This is from Huffington Post. The guy from the company is what he had to say about it.
Okay.
This is Kyle from Save My Ink Forever.
Oh, God.
All of our tattoos have deep meaning enough to put it... Oh, meaning enough to put it on ourselves for life to proudly display. So we thought, well, what happens when you die? We thought we can make some money. We thought, what happens when you die? These works of art that meant so much to the individual and the family are gone forever. They're either buried or cremated, never to be seen again.
Yeah, but think about the amount of skin you would need to cut off someone to get their tattoo.
Yeah, well, they were just trying to find a way they could have these works of art to live on forever as well.
Oh, what a load of crap.
So he said, like, every tattoo is so special, that's why we get it on ourselves. Yeah. Let me just dispel that myth.
What is that tattoo?
Mr. Cool Eyes.
Oh.
Mr. Cool Eye. Oh my God, it's all over him.
Do you think that is? I mean,
this is just an. I would want his tattoo framed, and I don't know him. Tis just sending us, showing us some tattoo pictures, which will be on the blog.
You're the only one of us that's got tattoos.
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah,
skin,
at the moment,
like until next January. How deep? Like, how much would you have to cut off? Do you think so that you would be able to preserve a tattoo?
Probably the whole thing, the whole flap, right?
Flap.
Because it goes a few layers deep. I don't know what the science of it is. It goes certain layers deep, doesn't it? Like three layers, four layers
know.
Deep.
I don't know how.
Or so many layers deep, but I'm pretty sure you'd have to scalp me.
After the removal of the tattoo, we then work on the preservation. The preservation process takes roughly a month and a half.
What do you salt it?
The preserved skin art is then placed in a frame of UV protective glass.
That is disgusting.
Fucking gross.
And then ship it to the family.
That is rank.
And then when questioned, why do some people keep locks of hair? Thumbprint necklaces, ashes turn into diamond necklaces, he asked.
No, that's different.
He's literally like asking a question. He's not answering it. He's just asking the question.
I would like to say that the bottom line is out of love and having something to remember them by.
No, always.
Some people keep a tattoo because it was a tribute to themselves or others in their life. For example, a husband having a tattoo of his wife's name, or a mum having a tattoo about her kids.
No, this is not acceptable.
Oh, prices vary depending on size. What's in the price? The okay. cost is usually in the region of $1,000.
That's actually a bit cheaper than I thought.
At the time of writing, it says $1,000, roughly £795. But $1,000 right now is probably £2,000.
What about...
it's probably about 900 quid.
What about if they get the tattoo cut off a loved one, framed, and then they regret the tattoo? Can they get that lasered off? And just the skin.
Just throw the frame in.
Just slap the skin.
This is, as someone who's got a tattoo...
Okay.
Because this is like you're talking about having kids... If you don't have a tattoo, you will never understand how much they can mean to a person.
That's bull.
I love my tattoos, but I don't want anyone to have them after I die.
Selfish.
I wouldn't even want them myself.
Like, yeah, I've got them myself.
Yeah, on my body, not on a fucking frame. That's art. That's not a tattoo.
What about if your arm, you lost your arm, right?
Yeah.
You lost your arm in some way, and they retrieved your arm, and they said, we can't reattach it, it's too late. But do you want us to, we can remove the tattoos and you can keep them framed for free because it was our incompetence that caused you to lose your arm. No. Sorry.
I'd just get Edek to tattoo the same designs.
They won't give you any money, they will give you your tattoos back for free.
Yeah, but Edek could just redo them somewhere else.
You got no space left on your body, mate.
Loads of space.
You're going to get your weird tails on your forehead.
Yeah, I'll get
like a criminal.
Tattoos everywhere.
Yeah. Are you just going to get a woman, she has a rubber speech bubble that says Kentucky. That's your tattoo.
No.
Or just like a Zinger tower, like flying into space.
Oh, that's
look
a good
at
one.
That. That is my weird tails tattoo.
That's a good delivery t-shirt.
A Zinger tower into space.
Being towed by an SUV. That is ridiculous.
When you said towed, I thought like tow, like yeah, an SUV towing it. Can I do another
over the bar? Yeah, go on, one of you guys. Tis, you got loads of all of a sudden.
Yeah, show off.
This one's brilliant. Particle accelerators are changing the way we look at ancient turds.
Oh, I always come back to
trying to see the picture.
Oh, what the hell?
It's actually a picture of an old poo on.
Shit's wild. No, seriously. There's so much you can learn about.
What fucking website is this?
Huffington Post.
Gizmodo. It's Gizmodo, isn't it?
Accelerating particles is for more than just dense particle physics. A special type of accelerator called a synchrotron sends electrons racing around an enormous racetrack, in this case half a mile round, European Synchrotron Radiation Facilitator. Every time the electrons change direction, they let out high-powered X-rays that shoot down the beam pipe where the poop awaits. It's close up.
Do you know what really pisses me off? That people are spending money, time, resources on this shit.
I know.
Literally,
I know.
Shit.
All this is going on. This is what they spend their time on while Donald Trump's in the White House.
This is what they spend their time on while people are dying of cancer.
Yeah.
It's probably already been cured, mate. Hiding the cure.
Yeah, they are.
So it's all about who does the poo. We can start to... we can start to...
Yeah, so... Wait a minute. What's the point, poo though? Is this?
Oh, no, just poo in general.
Just any poo. What does it tell us about poo?
It will tell us who did it.
Well, no, because we see them, because Sharon Osbourne made Kelly do it
but
in a box.
Ancient fossilised poos. We don't know who did them.
Why do we need to know?
Whoever smelt it, dealt it, doesn't work with that. There's a
who do you think did the shit, Kelly or Jack?
Who done it?
I feel like Jack would have stopped doing it before Kelly.
I don't know. Yeah, Kelly.
There's another sibling that refused to be on the show. That's why.
Is that actually?
Yeah, there's three kids.
What?
Yeah.
And one of them refused to be on the show.
Yeah, that's why you never see her.
Older, she or young?
Like, older. She's like the older sister. She doesn't like being in the public eye. That's why, if you ever seen The Osborne, you know the Osborne. You know they have their graves in their garden.
Yeah.
There's five graves, and the fifth one's always blurred out.
Right.
Because she doesn't like her name or her. She's not mentioned on the show.
So we didn't even know her name is.
We know half her name.
You can probably find her name online, but it's like she doesn't. She didn't sign off on the TV show at all, so she's just not in it.
Scientists create molecular black hole in laboratory using world's most powerful X-ray beam.
They create what?
A black hole. Tiny microscopic black hole.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's dangerous. What if it grows?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yes.
It's left a void that started pulling in electrons from the rest of the molecule, like a black hole gobbling a spiralling disk of matter. It's hoped the breakthrough will lead to advanced ultra-high-res images of viruses and bacteria and development of better drugs.
Well, either that or we all disappear down it.
Yeah.
We'll never know. I've got the one you couldn't open before, Tizzy.
Within 30 femtoseconds, millionths of a billionth of a second, the molecule lost more than 50 electrons, far more than expected, then it blew up.
How did they make that calculation?
So, literally, it was like, it's all done. That's fucking, that's an anticlimax.
What a waste of time.
That's like Christmas, isn't it? Within a femtosecond, that's over, isn't it?
Just like Christmas.
Yeah. Within a femtosecond.
So the one that you can open, was it the headline, A Northern Territory Woman is Convinced a Horny Ghost is Haunting Her Home?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This was sent by William Cook. And this is actually an old story. This is from 2010, I think. Yeah, yeah.
A horny ghost is haunting her home.
I was asleep, she said. I woke up when someone grabbed my wrist. I thought, hubby wants a bit of romance. That's what she thought.
That's what she thinks when he grabs her wrist. That sounds rapey.
In the night, like, oi, wake up, I want a bit. Oh, hubby.
Oh.
When I suddenly remembered that he wasn't even at home.
What?
She could feel the hand around her wrist trying to pull her up out of bed. The moment I opened my eyes, the grip was gone and the room was empty. I yelled at Kevin.
Who wasn't there? Who's Kevin?
I yelled at Kevin that he was not welcome in my bedroom and that he couldn't come into bed with me. I told him to fuck off and close the door behind him. A moment later, I saw how the bedroom door
and
slowly...
closed the door behind him.
A moment later, I saw how the bedroom door slowly was closed. I jumped up and locked it. So this is, Australian. I love that Australian newspapers are just like, I told him to fuck off.
Yeah. But it's not starred out then.
It is, it's got a star in it.
So wait a minute. So this woman doesn't understand that this ghost is like, oh yeah, I'll just shut the door.
It's like she thought it was a husband. When she realised it wasn't, she was like, bloody hell, it's a ghost.
Yeah, that's the thing she goes to.
Yeah, she's like, oh, fuck off out of it. It's just my, we have loads of Australian listeners, so I don't know what they're going to think to this.
But this ghost, like, does she not understand that ghost could just walk straight through the door and start grabbing her ring? How does she know this is a horny ghost?
She said she saw this tall black shadow standing at the door, but at the same time, Aaron was hiding behind his computer desk. I don't know who Aaron is. That's something. This story goes all over the place. Yeah, I think it's just because it grabbed her wrist when she was in bed, and then she was like, oh, stop getting fresh, sort of thing.
Stop getting fresh.
Yeah, that's what Australia says.
It doesn't sound like a horny ghost.
Yeah, it just sounds like a ghost. But thanks, William Cook. I had to put it in there because it had the word horny ghost in it.
If Rachel grabbed my wrist in bed, I wouldn't think sex.
You'd like
to? I just think, oh, Rachel's grabbed my wrist. I really don't know that I wouldn't put any more thought to it than
that. No. So that's the horny ghost.
I've got one last one.
Go on then.
Let's see. So this is off National Geographic, which is potentially the most credible website.
Right, well, it depends what the story is.
The amazing dinosaur found accidentally by miners in Canada.
Oh yeah, this is good.
So thanks to Chris Dugmore. Thanks very much. Thanks for listening. for posting on Facebook and for getting in touch, Chris. Really appreciate it. Known as Nodosaur, this... Who names these things? This 110...
Noddy holder. You discovered it.
I call it the Nodosaur! Let's call it Noddy!
Let's go to the front.
Oh, okay.
Recommendation of the week, Noddy Holder.
Oh. It's Chris!
He's Chris.
It's Chris.
It's Chris Dunbar.
Yeah, he recommended it.
He's probably still rolling in it, to be honest. I don't know how much that must...
Oh, once a year he gets a big fat check through the fucking door.
Anyway, this 110-million-year-old armoured plant eater is the best preserved fossil of its kind ever found. Do you want to see the photo?
What's this?
The best preserved fossilised dinosaur ever. Has skin intact and everything.
Mental, right?
It's like a dragon.
You know, Becca actually showed me this.
Oh my god,
as well.
I had a fucking dream the other day that dragons were real.
Yeah.
And I was genuine,
was your mushroom?
Fuck, are they actually dragon?
Were you in your back garden?
Did you wake up and you're like, oh, they are real? Set fire to my belly.
I have a weird belly. Set fire to my belly.
What would you say then?
I don't know.
My chest. Front.
My front.
My front. Okay. Some 110 million years ago, this armoured plant eater lumbered through what is now Western Canada until a flooded river swept it into open sea. Dinosaurs Undersea Burial preserved its armour in exquisite detail. Its skull still bears tar-like plates and a grey patina of fossilised skin. That's amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it? I love dinosaurs.
That's so, so good. Okay, so, I'm going to try and... Basically, some guys, it just says in Alberta, some guys were looking at it to try and look at the remains, try and figure it all out. It was the only ancient life, I can't read this, some of the wording's weird.
Too highbrow, National Geographic.
Were they, they're trying to work out what it was, it's all quite boring. In life, this imposing herbivore called a Nodosaur stretched 18 feet long, it's about a double-decker bus, and weighed nearly 3,000 pounds. Researchers suspect initially fossilised whole, but when it was found in 2011, only the front half from the snout to the hips. That's still like 9 foot of fossil. Mm. That's mental. That is incredible. So the Nodosaur already existed. This wasn't like a new species.
Yeah, it's just like the best ever example. And like, this is an amazing picture. You guys should go on the blog this week and have a look at this.
There's a video as well. Just go on naturalgeographic.com. I'm sure if you search in the search bar at the top, it will show you. It's amazing. I've not seen the video yet, but it looked really interesting. So thanks to Chris. It looks like a crocodile.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Tess, you look like you got another one.
Got another one. This one sort of supports the reptilian or Illuminati sort of conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Human tests suggest young blood cuts cancer and Alzheimer's risk. So from that...
Oh, drinking it.
Well, it just says old people who have received transfusions of young blood plasma have shown improvements in biomarkers.
Give me that young blood.
Related to cancer and Alzheimer's disease and heart disease.
How young?
Bloody, bloody, blah. But I think...
Whoa, hang on.
Pop-ups. I think that raises a lot of questions, because a lot of conspiracy theorists would say... They say about, like, paedophile rings, don't they? You Illuminati, where they drink children's blood and live...
Fucking
and live longer. Well, that evidence supports that claim, that they would live longer.
Nuts.
And millionaires do live longer. Like, the Rothschild guy lived for fucking ages. Did he die?
230, I think.
Was he the one who died recently? Rothschild?
No,
or was
know.
It I can't remember. It was one of the fucking elite.
That was Adam West.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird one.
Yeah. I've got proof of a ghost here.
See it?
Actual proof.
Proof.
Yeah.
In
the Is it the guy saying, I just wanted to sleep with that Australian woman?
This is headline, ready? Is this finally proof that ghosts exists? Bizarre figure caught on camera in haunted house.
Ooh.
Haunted houses in quotations. And this is from a reputable play. This is on the mirror.co.uk.
Okay.
And it's caught by the most haunted camera crew.
Mmm, that's a reputable
yeah.
TV show.
Okay, and this, I'm going to have to play a video for this.
Derek Pecora.
Oh no, sorry, I've got. No, this is bollocks, this one I've opened. I'll put this link on the blog. But this isn't the good ghost footage I found. I've got to find a good one.
Is this so scary, me and Tiss aren't going to want to go home?
No, that one's rubbish. That'll be on the blog, it's alright, watch it. This is the good one. This is on Telegraph, so.
Whoa, this is a proper paper.
Most haunted team claim to have caught ghost on camera. Are you convinced?
Not yet.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Right, okay, let me get this video up then. This is actually quite good. I watched this earlier and was like, oh, bloody hell.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Right, okay. Right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, check this out. You have to look down this hallway.
Walk up this corridor.
This is a jump scare. I'm gonna slap you in the head. Whoa!
What's that?
That's nuts.
Yeah, they zoom in on it in a minute so you can see it clearer.
Hello?
Takes the scare factor away, doesn't it?
And disappears as well.
Walking up the stairs.
Tell me if you hit. What's that? There.
That is nuts.
There you go. What do you think of that, guys?
Whoa. You're not convinced?
It's just too good.
So if it's shit, then it's too shit. And if it's good, it's too good. We said about this on some of the other ghost ones. If it looks too good, it's like,
I think for ghosts, it's all about personal. I'm not disputing whether ghosts are real or not. It's just, I don't think I can make an educated assumption based on video footage by a TV show.
There you go.
All right, fair enough.
By a TV
case
show.
Case closed.
By a TV show that has a vested interest in finding ghosts. Do you know what I mean?
Don't they have a vested interest in it?
That's what I mean. They have. It's a conflict of interests for me.
What, most haunted?
Yeah, because they're trying to find ghosts. So, lo and behold, they're going to find ghosts.
So, what if you had like some scary? If you had like Scooby Doo.
If it was a TV show
trying to do
that
ghost
wasn't
hunting.
Trying to find ghosts, and it just happened, and people was like,
"Yeah, but they've got all the equipment to find ghosts."
Yeah, but that camera was a normal camera, and it saw one.
Mm. But they're purposefully spending time in houses that are supposed to be haunted and filming like all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've also got to consider...
And they've been doing it for years.
Looks pretty nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's
they've
real,
been doing it for years.
Nuts.
They've already got their following. Like, they're not going to, like, boost their following from one video.
Well, I'll go this far. If that's real, and they didn't edit it, then ghosts are real. But...
You heard it here first, guys.
There you go.
But if they have edited it, which could be a cake, could be the case...
Could be a cake.
Then it's obviously bollocks, but...
obviously.
It's what it is, isn't it?
Flat Earth.
Yeah.
Your favourite subject.
Love it.
Do you hear about 24 days ago this was?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorist botches experiment to prove the Earth is flat.
He botched it.
Botched it, yeah.
What did he botch?
Well...
Did he discover the word
his experiment... his experiment to, like, prove everyone wrong.
Right.
This was the depth of his experiment. He took a plane trip.
Right.
And took a spirit level on the plane with him.
And what happened?
Well, he thought that was going to prove the Earth was flat.
How would it? Level. It would only prove the plane was flying level.
Well, it only proved that. Yeah. And that a cabin is pressurised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he didn't take. That was the botch.
Just a dick.
He, like, uploaded all the evidence on Twitter and everything, and everyone was just like, you know, cabins are pressurised, and, you know, the planes have to fly level and all this shit, basically.
But I don't understand, even if the world is round, which it is, I don't understand what would happen. It would still just stay flat, wouldn't it? It wouldn't go like sphere. Like
well, that's what his thinking was, that if it was round, it'd be like that. As you flew on the plane, it'd be not in the middle.
Nah, he's not thought about that.
Well, I know that. But yeah, I thought I'd chuck that one in at the end.
It's like saying, like, if you put it on the table, it just means the table's pissed.
Oh, that's unbelievable. What a twat.
Oh, do you know what? It discredits their argument so much when idiots like that try and... It's like, you know, if someone tried to do a proper experiment, you go, oh, okay, maybe these flat earthers aren't such idiots. But when they do such stupid things like that, it's just, oh, you're not helping the cause, mate.
Yeah.
So thanks to Emma Apps, who's contacted the show quite a few times, but she sent me that, gave me a good laugh.
The earth is flat, though, isn't it?
Well. Right, have you guys got any more?
No, I'm done.
I did have one, but I can't be bothered to read it because it's long, wordy.
I have got a funny video I'm going to put on the... Well, I'm not going to play it now because it's fairly long. But I'll tell you what, I'll record the audio and put it on the episode.
Sweet.
Because it's funny. This was sent by Sean. Sean Torrance.
Is he the listener of the week?
And he's listener of the week.
I fucking knew it! I knew it'd be listener of the week.
After all these...
I don't know why. I thought... I knew... From the likes or something like that, yeah. That he'd be the one.
He is one of our longest term listeners.
Sean, I wanted to do this episode.
And he did the Ouija experiment with me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So listeners are known from then.
Legend.
He was the deciding vote.
Amazing.
His patron vote. He got his patron vote in like very late compared to when he was like, oh, last minute vote. And it pushed over the edge to make awesome. Weird news.
Absolutely amazing.
He says something like, you know, the world needs a bit of weird news right now.
What a bloke.
Sent me this video. He said it's old, but it's definitely weird. And it's a 6-minute video all about a woman marrying a Ferris wheel.
Okay. And on that note...
Yeah, I will send you guys the video on the WhatsApp group so you can watch it. It's definitely worth watching. I watched it earlier today.
Amazing.
And I'll put the audio from that in now. Before this video starts, I just want to point out that when you hear the woman saying the word Bruce and referring to Bruce, she is actually talking about the Ferris wheel. Anyway, on with the video.
I was very, very lonely. I didn't at the time know whether Bruce even existed. This friend of mine, whom I named Bruce after, said he would help me find another one. And within a few hours... he was able to locate some ads, and one of them was for Bruce, and my heart stopped. And I drove 3,000 miles to visit Bruce. He was just sitting out there rotting away, being scavenged, and, you know, all the jacks were gone. He was laying on his belly, and it was an awful sight. But it was still Bruce. And I was carrying pizza to him. Bruce smells pizza, and there's the love of his life returning for him. I went into the tub van and had the pizza with him and was able to have some intimate moments with him, and it felt like I'd never left him. I did marry Bruce in July of last year. I wanted to show that my commitment to him was unconditional. Like any other married couple, being able to touch him when I want to, like giving your wife a hug or giving your husband a hug. You want to be able to do that and have that closeness. And there's not really a whole lot of difference in how we do things or how we spend time with each other. Bruce had to come into the shop because he's undergoing a restoration, and they're just going to go piece by piece over Bruce, make sure he's healthy as he was on day one, actually even a little better. The next few years with Bruce, I mean, I want to spend a lot of our time together doing the things, just enjoying each other's company, just fulfilling all these goals that I have. I want to get him operational again to where, you know, he can spring in his glory and just spread all his pieces out and stand tall and proud again and be part of who he really is. My goal is to spend the rest of my life and grow old with him and eventually get us a piece of land where we can just be all by ourselves.
Welcome home, Bruce. It's been a long time.
BC, this is Seth Butterford. He's going to do the ceremony. This is CJ, my best friend on Facebook.
All the way out from Oregon.
Yep.
And he was a Catholic priest up until the ceremony.
They said that their canon laws were... did not allow for objecting sexual marriages, and so I went to them and I said, look, okay, if that's how it is, then As of today, I hereby resign. They said if I continued with this behavior, I would be laicized and removed from my priestly office. So I said, well, you know what? I've been OS my whole life, and my partner is my sound system, and that's not something you change.
She's like a kid in a candy store. She probably hasn't slept for the past week or so. She's just, you know, on 10. So yeah, she's really excited. So I figured it'd be nice for me to come here and share that with her and, you know, be a friend.
Bruce is my world. I think about him constantly. It just completely feels right when I'm with Bruce.
Today we celebrate a renewal of the ritual joining of Linda Ducharme and Bruce Champs. Love is a gift given to us by the gods. That which is truly eternal is a binding of life and love. Linda, please place your hand upon Bruce. I tie you, flesh to steel. Linda, please repeat after me. I, Linda, take you, Bruce.
I, Linda, take you, Bruce.
In this sacred marriage.
In this sacred marriage.
I pledge to you my heart.
I pledge to you my heart.
My body.
My body.
And my spirit.
And my spirit.
God, what, some people are just crazy, aren't they?
That was really good.
Yeah. I wonder what the Ferris wheel got in the divorce. Assuming. I don't know.
Yeah. So, thanks everyone for voting for Weird News this week.
Especially Sean.
And next time...
Actually, did I have a vote? My vote counted. Yeah. Amazing. So my vote counted in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you become a Patreon?
No, but everyone voted for Weird News.
Yeah.
Patreon votes just get more points. We have become a Patreon, like, for all the reasons I said halfway through the episode, but I'm dedicated to putting good stuff.
I got less points per vote than the Patreon.
And our tiers are not expensive. I see other shows and it's like £5 a month, £10 a month, £20 a month for this. Our tiers are £1, £2, well, not even a pound, $1, $2, $3, $4. That's it. And if you want to pay more, it's up to you. We keep it cheap.
Cheap, cheap.
I want to give you good value. Is Rubs good value? You decide.
Real or Rubs?
I think it is.
But you know what? If you're paying $2 a month to get Rubs, that's $1 an episode.
It's worth it to hear our shite.
So I'm going to be hosting next episode, and that will be voted by the patrons because I don't know what I want to do. So I've got about 4 or 5 episodes I really want to do, like all of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to chuck them at the patrons and say, which one do you want me to do first? And that's what I'll be doing. Face. Yeah, that's what I'll be doing next.
Slap it on their face like Cowpat.
Yeah.
And see what they want.
Say this. Hey, so Tiss and Beef have both gone now. I'm just going to quickly do the outro stuff and then you can get out of here. You know, you can go on weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com and on there you can find all the links and information and full stories of all the stuff we covered tonight. Also on the website, on the right-hand side, you can see links to our personal Twitters, the Weird Tales Facebook page. There's a little button you can click to make a one-off donation, or if you want to continually support the show, which we really appreciate, you can click on the Patreon button or visit patreon.com/weirdtalesandtheunexplainable, and you can set up a monthly donation of as little as $1 a month, and you get different rewards at different tiers, and I'm dedicated to keeping putting good stuff on there every month, so you get Rubs every fortnight, which is the cut content and nonsense, which a lot of people seem to be enjoying for some reason. You also get original music by me and Tiss once a month, with more stuff coming soon. As you heard on this episode, there's going to be video content, maybe a short little silly video for each episode to go up as well, at a certain tier, and with more plans in the future. So do that. We really appreciate it. And if you don't have the disposable income for that sort of thing, you know, the main episodes will always be free. They will always be free to everyone. But if you want to help out in another way, if you go on iTunes and rate and review us on there, that really helps as well. And that doesn't cost you anything apart from just a quick 5 minutes of your time. So that's it for this week. Patrons are actually voting on my next episode, which will be up in 2 weeks' time. And as you know, it's Weird News, so there's no sign-off. Bye.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.